Class 2, English Literature, Chapter 8, For Our Own Good. In the kingdom of Gajapuram, in the court of a king, was a minister who had just one answer for everything, which was, everything is for our own good. Everyone made fun of him and the king too got irritated with him. One day, when the king cut his finger, the minister saw it and said, "Everything is for our own good." When the king heard this, he got so angry that he put the minister in prison, and the minister said these words to himself, "Everything was for our own good." After some days, the king went to the jungle for hunting. He moved so fast that he left his guards behind and so was all alone. He was so tired, he lay down under a tree and fell asleep. He was soon woken up by the sound of a roaring lion. The king was so scared as he saw the lion coming towards him. He quickly closed his eyes and lay still. He did not move in fear. The lion came close, smelt the king from head to toe, and then left quietly without attacking him. The king was so relieved. He got up quickly and rode back, thinking very deeply. When he reached the kingdom, he called his ministers and told them what had happened and asked them for a reason as to why the lion did not kill him. A wise minister told the king that a lion would not eat a man if he was injured or lame. As the king's finger was injured, so the lion let him be. The king, hearing this, rushed out and freed the minister who he put in prison and asked for his forgiveness. And he told the minister that he proved that his finger was cut for his own good and that is why the lion did not eat him. And the good it did for the minister was that he would have gone hunting with the king and the lion would have killed him instead. The king was very impressed with the minister's wisdom and said, "Your words have proved to be as wise as those written in our holy books."